Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler, it's at the Captain's America, and on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things we have over there for you to look at. In the meantime, we have, for our number two, the professor of politics extraordinaire out there in California, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we talked in the first hour about the border, and I neglected to tell you that Kevin McCarthy was down there on Monday with a contingent of congressmen taking a look at things, and he invited the president to come down and take a look. And somebody asked him, I believe it was yesterday, Mr. President, are you planning on going to the border anytime soon? And his answer was simply, no.
Nope.
But here's what Kevin McCarthy said.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy blamed the influx in border crossings and apprehensions on the Biden administration's immigration policies. He said agents are watching detained children rather than crossings along the border.
There's 120 border agents that are now inside that unit that are not on the border protecting us when a surge is coming.
Republicans have pointed to Mr. Biden's deployment of the Federal Emergency Management Agency to assist in finding shelter for the growing number of unaccompanied minors as evidence that the administration's decision to roll back Mr. Trump's executive order on immigration was a mistake. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Now, you just heard him say FEMA's down there.
Right.
What is the name of FEMA? What is their given name?
Well, it's the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
And they don't show up unless there's an emergency. That's their whole purpose.
Exactly. Or maybe a crisis?
Well, yeah, but they aren't showing up because they're babysitting down there in the border. They're showing up because there is an emergency. Is it a declared emergency? Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was one declared by President Trump. I don't think it was ever undeclared.
Right.
By this president. Yet, anyway, which is why they could move, without telling anybody, FEMA down on the border.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they've done. I thought about it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I think it was important what Mr. McCarthy was talking about, the idea, again, that you've got a lot of border agents who are not out on the border or out in the field, but they are in these processing centers.
Yeah.
So there is a legitimate humanitarian crisis happening. That's right.
Now, a congressman by the name of John Katko, who's the ranking member of the House Homeland Security Committee, said during this trip, he was down there with Congressman Kevin McCarthy, said during the trip to the southern border that the U.S. Border Patrol has apprehended individuals who were on the terrorist watch list recently. Individuals that have come on the watch list for terrorism are now starting to exploit the southern border. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden stood up there, Captain, at the Capitol back on January 20th, and he took an oath of office. He said he was going to protect, right?
All enemies, foreign and domestic.
Exactly. So this is a no-brainer. If we're apprehending people who are on the terrorist watch list, we know that terrorists over time have made their way into the U.S. via the southern border in one fashion or another. Joe Biden, as commander-in-chief, owes it to the American people to do his job on this, but I have a feeling because the political aspect of this overwhelms evidently everything else, we're going to hear precious little about something like that.
Now, Senator Mitch McConnell has warned the Democrats of a scorched earth Senate if they end the filibuster, which they're talking about doing, Chucky Baby Schumer.
Well, that's right. And here's what Senator McConnell said. He says, does anybody really believe, anyone really believe the American people were voting for, get this, an entirely new system of government by electing Joe Biden to the White House and a 50-50 Senate? There's no mandate, he says, to completely transform America.
Yeah, and I'm being corrected, and thank you for the correction. The Michigan court yesterday, said the Michigan Secretary of State's absentee ballot order broke the law for absentee ballots in Michigan and vindicated Donald Trump's claim that they were illegally counting votes in Michigan.
That's huge.
It is huge.
It's absolutely
huge. But again, nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen. However, as we go through to 2022, and if the Republican Party can take control of the House, for example, it's going to set things in motion for the next presidential election. And regardless if President Trump wants to run again, whomever is running as the Republican nominee is going to be able to go back and say, look at what happened. All of this is now being confirmed. Do you really want to trust these people anymore? Kind of a thing. It will be part of the campaign.
Did you hear what he said last night with Maria Bartiromo?
I think it would determine how 2022 went. That might factor into his decision-making. Is that correct?
That is what's going to factor into the decision. He's going to watch. He's going to help the Senate and the congressional candidates and try to get as many elected as he can to take back the Senate and the House. And then he'll make his decision on what he personally wants to do. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will, Kyle Warren. And by the way, folks, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And the folks at Auto Glass America will do just that for you. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, you can use Auto Glass America. You'll get a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you tell me, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you, when they get done putting the windshield in. They'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the Captain sent you and get that $100 put in the palm of your hand today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is.
That's right.
All right. Now, I got to talk about your governor, so plug your ears. In his state of the state address this week, California Governor Gavin Newsom argued that the effort to recall him from office is a partisan power grab. Now, the reasons that he said he was under fire had very little to do with partisanship at all. He blamed the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and various right-wing conservative groups and conservative talk radio were going after him to get him out of office. But many California public schools are still closed, right?
Yes, or they are not open for regular school. Most of the kids are learning from home. Basically.
And this is even though the research overwhelmingly shows that schools can open safely and it can do so right now, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Now, vaccine distribution has been uneven, and many counties are still facing massive shortages, leaving at risk Californians without any protection, correct?
Right, right.
And Newsom has overseen one of the biggest mismanagement failures in his state's history, the State Unemployment Insurance Fund that paid up to $30 billion in fraudulent claims, including to people sitting in state prison as you and I speak.
That's right.
Now, let's not forget that Newsom ignored his own public health rules and dined with lobbyists at the famous fancy Napa Valley restaurant during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, too, correct?
That's right, the French Laundry.
Yeah, and Newsom hasn't just been a failure because Republicans say so. No, his own actions are to blame for all of that. He is the reason that he's a failure.
Well, sure, you know, and part of this, Captain, the reason why, you know, one of the headlines on the local news here in Southern California was Gavin Newsom in full campaign mode tonight. Well, he's in full campaign mode because they are terrified of this recall. They know that it's legit. They know it's going to happen, and they know that he's in big trouble. And so now, of course, going out blaming the right-wing militia groups, blaming racists in California who were, he says, were after him even before COVID, et cetera, just goes to show that they really are rattled by this. But, Captain, what we're finding out as they verify these signatures and as we find out more about the people who are supporting the recall, they're Republicans, they're Democrats. There are also a lot of people who express no party preference as well. So this has got to be absolutely Armageddon for Governor Newsom. People are leaving California in droves. They're taking their business with them. They're
yeah.
taking their money with them. He's just presiding over a real decline here.
But remember the last election, more people voted in California than were registered to vote. Think about that for a second, folks.
Well, sure.
Now here's the other thing. California Governor Newsom also yesterday talked about campaign mode, promised to replace Senator Dianne Feinstein with a black woman. But Dianne Feinstein hasn't even resigned.
Yeah, what's up with that? Is he just making a presumption here?
Yep.
Well, of course, Dianne Feinstein has been having troubles. They were going to cancel her as the name of the school and this kind of thing. And they finally rescinded a lot of that, as I recall.
Well, it's because she has a lot of friends and influence in the area where this was happening, and they said, no, 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 you're not going to do that. Now, before we move on to some emails that I got here, I want to just basically mention North Korea, especially. Did you hear Kim Jong-un's sister threaten Joe Biden yesterday?
I heard, yeah, words to that effect. Yes, that's really
She threatened Joe Biden, and she is feeling her oats, I'll tell you.
Well, exactly. And, of course, you know, we don't like to hear anybody threaten the American president. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stand for that.
And the USA is celebrating another ominous birthday of sorts. They've now been in Syria going on 10 years, and Biden has already signaled Syria will not be one of his priorities, even though we've got several hundred troops there right now in a buffer zone. They're still going to be there.
Yep, exactly right.
Yep. And then we had the NATO chief yesterday, who urged the United States and the European Union to mend their alliance and stop China from bullying countries all over the world. Well, the only reason they had an alliance that was bent a little bit was because Donald Trump said, hey, you guys aren't paying your own fair share of the money here, and we're sick and tired of paying it all.
Exactly. So back to business as usual, I guess.
Yeah.
You're exactly right, Captain. President Trump was able to bring out the reality of the situation. Not that we shouldn't be allies or banded together against geopolitical threats, but that it was too much of a burden solely on the United States. That was a gravy train for a long time.
Now, I have got a great email from a listener in St. Joseph, Missouri, Sue, tonight to read. I wanted to read it last night, but I put the paper upside down somewhere and I didn't find it, so my bad for that. But, Sue, I told you I was going to read this last night, but I'm reading it tonight for you. Listen to this one. You ready, Kyle?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it time that we conservatives slash Republicans stop sitting here and just watching while the Democratic Socialists cancel or destroy everything our culture has done and created to destroy our Constitution without a word to fight back? Question, question, question. I believe that all the Trump supporters who drove miles, stood in lines for hours, had massive boat, car, truck, or motorcycle parades and rallies should have been waiting for someone to tell them what to do to help President Trump. Who can step up and organize and let us know when to email, call or write letters, put pressure on legislators, or collect money, or find some Republicans with money to do billboards condemning Democratic evil ways? Or can we sign petitions and put full-page ads in the newspapers across the country? Or can we take Biden to court for a lot of these executive orders because they've even tried to work for Congress? Can someone let President Trump know we are waiting to help save our country before it's too late? We need to get the National Guard the heck out of Washington, at the Capitol, fight the border crisis, stop the cancel culture, save our students from false history of our country. It's time. What can we do? Captain, will you help organize us for this cause? Well, I think we already have, Kyle. We have something on Facebook called the Captain's Army Facebook page, and we put that there as a little, just kind of a little, I guess you'd call it a joke, because we have the Captain's Army in the radio, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not an army, but yet that's where people go that can share like-minded ideas. You go to Facebook, you go to the Captain's Army Facebook page, and boom, you're there. Share all the ideas you want. People are in there that will talk back and forth and chat with each other. Can we get messages out there amongst groups? Sure. Can we organize groups? Absolutely. I've been doing that for years.
Well, that's right. And you started back even with the Tea Party back then. That was one of the...
Three of them, right here in Florida.
Right.
I helped put them all together. Yep.
Exactly. And when people get together and they start talking about their ideas and they start focusing the phone calls, the emails, the letters, and talking directly to the politicians,
yep,
too, things do change.
And by the way, one of the oldest Tea Party groups and one of the largest Tea Party groups in the country, as well as the state of Florida, Tea Party Manatee, is having their 13th birthday party on April the 13th, and I will be the master of ceremonies for that birthday party that's going to be held out in the pavilion at Mixon Farms. We have the capability of putting several hundred people out there and have in the past, and I expect we're going to have a nice big crowd there. It should be a nice night weather-wise, but what I'm looking at, can't wait to see the friends and family that I've got down there, you know, my Tea Party family, I call them, and all my friends down there, and I'll look forward to that, and that starts at 6 o'clock on the 13th of April. Come on down at Mixon's Fruit Farms, the pavilion out back behind the fruit store.
Sounds good. Excellent.
You're invited. Well, you're invited. Fly the corporate jet over.
That's right. I think I will. But, you know, but especially in that email, Captain, it's so good because, again, people, they do want to do something.
Yeah.
And honestly, the people that are voting in this country for lower taxes, the strong border, all these different conservative values, they're not just going to throw up their hands and go away.
No. All right, here comes the break. Here comes the music. We'll be back right after your radio station affiliates get a chance to say who they are, what they are, how they're doing. Throw a couple of their own dads in there, and then I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people are dead after a string of shootings at 3 Metro Atlanta spas. Police say 4 people died in a shooting at a spa near Acworth, Georgia. Then an hour later, 2 more shootings occurred in Atlanta, across the street from each other, where 4 more people were found dead. Police arrested a suspect 3 hours later about 150 miles south of Atlanta. They say they believe the man they have in custody, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Woodstock, Georgia, carried out all 3 attacks. And Texas residents will be off the hook for $29 million in electric bills from the February winter storms that knocked out power to millions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that as part of the bankruptcy plan of electricity provider Gritty, about 24,000 customers are being released from more than $29 million in unpaid bills. Thousands of customers were hit with huge power bills during the storm because of the provider's variable rate plans. Gritty filed for bankruptcy on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By
call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By
call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By
call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, yeah, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at the Stem Cell Patch. Listen to this one. This is for you.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I've got one of those stem cell patches on my ankle, dead center of the foot, right there where the ankle, where they replaced my ankle with a replacement ankle. And I've had it on there for going on about 2 weeks right now. And I can honestly say it is helping me. I can't say by how much, but it's helping me in addition to the other product that I take. And anything you can do to eliminate pain, boy, that's it. You got to do it because pain sucks. And I don't need to tell this guy that. Kyle Warren, you've done some things to yourself too, right?
Well, over the years, yeah.
Yeah, pain sucks, and there's nothing worse than having it. Okay, well, Joe Biden and his tax hike is facing a huge fight by the GOP in both the House and the Senate, with no cooperation at all from the GOP to raise taxes, because this guy is looking at a $4 trillion tax increase to pay for some of the stuff he's tossed out there.
Well, exactly right. And we're going to see as well, for example, the corporate rate go from, what is it, 21% to 28%?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see, of course, you know, and I think we have seen, right, the reversal of all any Trump tax cuts, mm-hmm. basically. So what's going to happen, Captain, is people are going to get their taxes done for 2020, for the fiscal year 2020, and they're going to have certain tax cuts and so forth. This time next year, Captain, we could be looking at a very, very different landscape as far as what people had to pay in tax. And what's going to be happening to the small businesses that are going to have to adjust to a Biden coming in and confiscating more and more of their hard-earned dollars.
Well, the fact of the matter is Biden's tax hike would further cripple our struggling economy trying to make its way back. It's been doing a masterful job, but if you want to trash the economy, raise the taxes. What a terrible, and I mean terrible, rotten, terrible, awful economic mistake that would be. And people need to wake the hell up and start calling their senators and their congressmen and say, no way do you raise my taxes. Because, again, well, it's only the people making over $400,000 and those making over $1 million, the corporations. I repeated yesterday, if you have a business of any sort that generates $1,000 worth of revenue per day, 365 days in a year, you have a $365,000 a year business, right?
Right.
All it takes is $1,250 a day, and you're up to $400,000, and you're in that group.
Well, exactly right. And what are small businesses going to do, Captain? Businesses that are small businesses,
they're going to close.
Well, they're going to close, and at the very least, they're going to start downsizing their people. So they're not going to have a job. It is absolutely ludicrous. But again, this is all part of somehow the Democrats got this thing figured out where, hey, we're just going to make this, well, we're going to make an extra $1 billion over 10 years or some kind of nonsense like that. When all the while they know exactly what works. You cut the taxes. You get the business to organically, it'll thrive in this country. Here's what happens, though, Captain.
Okay.
The businesses figure out, hey, we don't need the government. So
well, we've got a couple of calls. Let's go to caller number one. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yeah, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. This is the, this is the China payoff. You understand? This is to kill American business so China can get back the monopoly that they have taken over the United States. It's called the China payoff. And you Democrats, that if you idiots over there that vote for this crap, you should have a recall not on Gavin Newsom but on Joe Biden, because his policies are stupid. Okay, and the Democrat policies are bad for the American people, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. Numbnuts. Let me say something about my man Rush Limbaugh. I was on his show one time. When I finished speaking, he said, "Amen." When I called in, the call screener said, "Say exactly that." Okay, there's only one person in America who could kill Rush Limbaugh's shoes because he has no guests, and that would be me. God bless you. Let's get the word. Peace.
All right, Todd in Tampa. Now, Kyle, raising taxes at any time is not a good idea. Raising taxes the way they want to do it right now, per Elizabeth Warren. By the way, she wanted a wealth tax, remember?
Oh, yeah, the wealth tax, yeah.
Well, it's only 3%. Well, now we're going with a personal income tax rate from 21 to 28%, and the corporate tax rate's going up, too. I mean, good Lord. All right, let's go to the telephone again real quick here. We have Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, you got about a minute.
Yeah, well, any tax is a tax against the working class like us. The rich aren't going to pay it, and the industry is not going to pay it. This is going to pass along to us. But what I want to ask both of you is that would this not be Cloward and Piven? Is this the Democrats, the Marxist move out of the playbook of Cloward and Piven to destroy our economy, our both With this border invasion.
Yep.
Well, I'm just asking you.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Mel. Yep. I'm going to answer it first, Carl. Absolutely, positively. This is all out of Cloward Piven's strategy and the rules for radicals, and it's all part of their plan to override the country and make it a socialist country.
Well, exactly
all
that.
All part of it.
Exactly that. They want to squash individualism. They want to squash success. Because, Captain, it used to be that people would strive for success. If you saw somebody who was wildly successful, made $1 billion with their product, they built the better mousetrap, you would say, I want to be like that person. But nowadays, I guess we're supposed to say, we got to tear that person down because they made too much money, or that kind of stuff.
Class envy.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on for a lot of years. Yeah.
Yeah, since 1962 or 3 when it all started, and it definitely is all part of the Cloward Piven playbook. And if you don't believe me, go look up Cloward, C-L-O-W-A-R-D hyphen Piven, P-I-V-E-N strategy, and see what you get and read what's there, and you'll see how they talked about destroying the United States of America and taking it into a socialist oligarchy, if you will, and using the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals as their playbook to be able to get things taken care of. And that's been something we've been talking about on this program for 21 years.
Yeah, that's right, for a very, very long time. Something else, Captain, they want to continue to divide us down racial lines.
Sure.
And they want people to hate their neighbor. They want people to mistrust someone because of the color of their skin. That plays right into their mm-hmm. hands. And we just got to stand up and say, we're not going to do that.
And let me tell you who else raised taxes on people making more than $400,000 a year that did not work, was not sustainable, and it fell right flat in its nose. Do you know who it was?
Who was that?
The Europeans.
Yep.
United Kingdom, Germany, France all tried it, and it was a huge failure.
Yes, exactly right.
And by the way, Germany's in big trouble right now, too, because of the COVID epidemic over there. They've had the variant come in there, and it's creating a huge problem because they are not ready for it. They are not ready for what's going on in Germany. Maria in Germany has basically got herself locked in her house right now. She can't go to work.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
Because she's a, what do they call her? She takes care of senior citizens.
Caregiver, yeah.
There you go, caregiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in Italy, too, they've just had a brand new lockdown. Of course, they're also having a lot of issues with the vaccines in Europe as well.
Yeah, and that's why they're trying to get vaccines from the United States, and Biden at least was smart enough to say not until we get all the Americans vaccinated first, then we can allow you access to some of the vaccines here. But I'll tell you right now, knowing business people the way I know them and big corporations, you watch and see how soon they'll be selling vaccines over there overseas. Mark my words.
Yep.
By the end of the summer.
Yep.
Because we still won't have our people all vaccinated. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, and another Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to check and see what's going on out there on the roads.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We appreciate that very much on your part. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you when you're out there in the highway trucking along and you either see the billboard or you see the big old truck stop up ahead of you and it says Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there, grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you, and guess what? You'll wind up getting a free hot cup of coffee. Tell them that I was talking about them in a radio, and then become a member of the Drivers Club while you're there. Well, are you ready to rock? I am. Here we go.
So mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. I don't be proud of the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know lot of chemicals, and mama, I'm so old, and I'm just around. Calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I get around.
Oh, my. A little Black Crowes to get you going there. Kyle, you tapping your feet?
Absolutely.
You're dancing around the table again, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll get you going. Black Crowes. I'm telling you what, that kind of music in the middle of the night, that always got me riled up when I was out there trying to stay awake, always. So that's for the truckers out there to keep them strolling up and down the highway. Well, speaking of that, here we go. I'm going to say that out west you got another storm. Looks like it's coming on shore up there in Washington State and Oregon at the moment. It'll also affect parts of Northern California, and there is some weather out there tonight coming out of New Mexico, southeastern Colorado, into Kansas, into Oklahoma, into Texas, and now we got weather stretching all the way across to St. Louis and dense heavy fog in the southeast. Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, up in Northern California tonight, we do have a winter storm watch. If you're coming out of Reno heading towards the Sacramento area along Interstate 80, you're going to be going through that winter storm watch tonight. Also, we've got a frost advisory, this in the Eureka area, for Tuna, this along Highway 101. Also a freeze warning a little bit south of there, still along 101. This is going to be north of Santa Rosa, so you're going to be dealing with that weather there, the freeze warning. Over in New Mexico, as you mentioned, Captain, we do have a high wind warning in southern New Mexico. This is in the Roswell area. We've also got a winter storm warning, that's coming along, Interstate 40. This is
Joe Biden is the first president in
This is historic Route 66, of course. As you head east out of Albuquerque, you're going to be encountering that as you head through Tucumcari and on in, as you mentioned, into Texas as well. Winter weather advisory, winter storm warning in southern Colorado, south of Pueblo, as you head up Interstate 15 tonight.
That was my friend Glenn Cluxton. I think he bled over on something here through the network, but that's okay. All right, well, here I go. Man, whew, I-40. Tucumcari all the way about 100 miles into Oklahoma tonight. Blizzard warning. I said the B word, blizzard. That goes down towards Lubbock, Texas. We've got flood warnings and watches over towards Plainview, Texas. Down below towards Midland, winter storm watch. And then the hot versus the cold is what we're getting across the metroplex of Texas on down towards San Antonio. We've got tornado watches down in there because we've got hot weather, well, warm weather anyway, going up against cold air coming its way. Thunderstorms, severe watch, storm watches, flood watches and warnings on I-20 west of San Antonio. And we've got a red flag fire warning on down to the border from Eagle Pass all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. Got some fog up above there. Got a little bit of patchy fog all the way to Houston. Then when we go across I-10, and we'll stay on I-10 for a minute, you've got patchy fog from New Orleans all the way across now to just about Destin, Florida. Wow. Okay. And the fog is coming in off the Gulf, so be advised there. It's on I-10 if you're up in the Pensacola area all the way across Alabama to the Mississippi line. And then you've got patches of fog from Montgomery. And then it gets dense all the way to Birmingham, all the way up to the Tennessee line, all the way over the western half of Georgia, west of I-75, to include parts of Atlanta tonight, all the way to Tennessee. Got a little patch of fog up there as you go across the Tennessee line, coming north out of Knoxville into Tennessee, about 10 miles of heavy fog there. And rain tonight, with flood watches and warnings from St. Louis all the way across I-44. To where, let's see, Joplin, Missouri tonight, Springfield, you're under a winter storm watch right now on I-44. That goes down into Oklahoma through Tulsa, down Oklahoma City, I-40, and Then winter storm watch goes all the way down towards the Texas line, all the way down to Wichita Falls, so be advised. And the southern part of Kansas, you've got a mixture of snow flurries, a mixture of rain, and a mixture of ice and sleet, as well as snow coming later. So, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we go right from Kyle Warren to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we had Joe Biden yesterday kind of jump the fence and say, Cuomo should resign if the probe confirms there's sexual misconduct claims against him.
The big word is if.
If, yep. And by the way, I found out that there are 7 judges in New York State that Cuomo appointed that could be his lifeline, which is why he's acting so cocky.
Okay.
On the state charges, anyway.
Well, we shall see.
Yep. Because there's something there that he's walking around thinking that he's hasn't done anything wrong. Anybody else would be shaking in your boots and saying, look, I'm sorry, I don't know what I did to offend. You'd be doing something instead of doing nothing.
Well, you know, there's a certain amount of arrogance that this cat's got. And... you know, he's got people in his office that are making phone calls that are checking loyalty lists.
Yeah.
So I think that he's seeing what kind of armor that those people that are remaining in the loyalty list will provide for him.
Right. Well, when we come back after the top of the hour news, we're going to get into this story coming out of Atlanta with the 8 people that have been killed. They caught the suspect, high-speed chase, but there's developments going on as we speak, and we'll probably have a little more information on the suspect, at least, after the top of the hour, so we'll let you know about that. But we're also going to talk tonight about Joe Biden coming out in support of the filibuster change after Mitch McConnell said, well, there's going to be a scorched earth policy on the terms of the Republicans in the Senate. Don't expect any cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into all that, but I'm telling you, the times, they are a-changing, aren't they?
Indeed so.
Now, there was another ominous event that happened yesterday, and that was the fact that the USA now has been in Syria for 10 years, and we're not going anywhere. Still got several hundred troops inside Syria. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break because I hear the music coming up. All righty. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along the overnight radio airwaves, wherever and however you're listening to us. Thank you so very much. And again, I'll thank you very much to our listeners in St. Joseph, Missouri. And you guys and gals over there, Amarillo Way, be careful. The weather's rotten out there, I know. I'll see you when I get back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.